This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. World leaders convened on Saturday outside Cairo to address the crisis in Gaza and ensure it does not lead to wider regional conflict. The absence of some Western leaders may have lowered expectations for what the event might achieve, but it allowed for an active discussion on the issues at stake. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Arab leaders condemned Israel's two-week-old bombardment of Gaza and Israel's attempt to evacuate the region. Jordan's King Abdullah blasted Israel for its treatment of Palestinian civilians and said efforts to displace the residents of Gaza was a war crime. Western leaders, such as Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez, defended Israel's right to defend itself, but only within strict compliance to international law and humanitarian guidelines. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said both sides can take steps to lower tensions.
The time has come for action. Action to end this god-awful nightmare. And action to build a future worthy of the dreams of the children of Palestine, Israel, the region, and our world.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
About 100,000 people joined a pro-Palestinian demonstration in central London on Saturday, marching through the British capital to demand an immediate ceasefire in Gaza following the Hamas attack on Israel 2 weeks ago. A protester, who declined to provide a name, explained his reason for marching in support of Palestine.
Today, I'm here today to show my love and my compassion for the Palestinians who are suffering in Gaza and all the innocent lives that are being lost. We've came together today. It's not about religion, it's about humanity coming together and fighting for what's right.
Police had cautioned before the march that anyone showing support for Hamas, banned as a terrorist organization in Britain, would face arrest and any incident of hate crime would not be tolerated. For additional stories, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The first humanitarian aid allowed into Gaza since the conflict between Israel and Hamas erupted 2 weeks ago arrived Saturday. VOA United Nations correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Aid started crossing into the besieged Gaza Strip on Saturday after days of negotiations. A 20-truck convoy of the Egyptian Red Crescent, carrying ready-to-eat food, water, and medicines, began entering Gaza through the Egyptian-controlled Rafah crossing. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, but said the effort must be sustained and at the scale needed. More than 2 million Palestinians live in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken warned Hamas not to divert or steal the aid.
That was VOA's Margaret Bashir reporting. Albania's former Prime Minister Salih Berisha says prosecutors have charged him with corruption and money laundering in connection with a land deal involving a Tirana property. Berisha, 79, said the prosecutor's office, in charge of cases against senior officials or major cases, ordered him not to leave the country. Berisha also said his son-in-law, 50-year-old Jamarber Maltesi, was arrested on the same charges at the Tirana International Airport. Berisha said both he and Maltesi are innocent and claim the charges are political, coming from current Prime Minister Eddie Rama. Rama did not immediately respond to Berisha's claims. Police in Detroit are confirming the violent killing of a Jewish leader in their community. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Many questions remain, but a Detroit police corporal says the body of 40-year-old Samantha Wall was found stabbed outside her home. He says Wall, who is the president of the Isaac Agri Downtown Synagogue, suffered multiple stab wounds and was pronounced dead at the scene. Tributes are coming in for Wall, who had also served as an aide to Congresswoman Alyssa Slotkin and a campaign staffer for Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel. Nessel tweeted that she was shocked, saddened, and horrified, calling Wall as kind a person as she's ever known, who used her faith and activism to create a better place for everyone. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Venezuelans became the largest nationality arrested for illegally crossing the U.S. border last month, replacing Mexicans for the first time on record. Figures released Saturday also show that September was the second highest month for arrests of all nationalities. U.S. Customs and Border Protection says arrests for the government's budget year ended September 30th topped 2 million for the second year in a row. Venezuelans were arrested nearly 55,000 times by the Border Patrol after entering from Mexico in September. That's more than double the number from August and well above the previous monthly high of about 34,000 arrests in September 2022. I'm Alexis Strobe, VOA News.